Today we're talking about giving thanks and feeling good.
I feel good. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's talk about that vid. Hey, and we're back here in the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you for listening to VidTalk. We're here every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. Our website is voicetube.com/radio. Well, it's all about choosing viral videos that are circulating on the internet, on YouTube. We choose it for you, or actually you choose it for us on our website, and we teach the bits of English within it.
That's right. So VidTalk 是什么呢? 是 Video Talk, 所以我们会带来每个礼拜最火红的影片,我们也会 做一些在里面英文的用法的教学。
Right, and it's every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. 每个礼拜一晚上8点到8点半记得要收听哦。 Anyways, we do issue a challenge every single week. We issue you to log on to our website. Once again, that's voicetube.com/radio. And to leave your voice message of the usages of the English that we've been teaching you throughout the shows, right?
Yep. That's a very long sentence.
Yeah, it's a very long sentence.
That's right.
Yeah. And you get to decide which video that we're going to be talking about. Just vote on our website. Once again, the website is
voicetube.com/radio. 所以呢,我们会每个礼拜给你挑战,让你呢,实际的使用我们教你的英文,不管是留一个语音留言或者是留一个comment, 我们呢会选出来两个留言，在每一集的最后面会播出来。那你也可以决定，投票来决定我们下一集要讨论哪一个影片。
Okay, so Ray, what video are we going to be talking about today?
Today we're talking about a video that's actually just an experiment filmed and made and produced into a video. The experiment is done by a group called Soul Pancake. You guys should be familiar with this group because we talked about them
last week.
On the episode on gossiping. So this time the experiment is on happiness. Happiness. So happiness, it's a really popular topic, right? Because everyone's looking for happiness.
Right.
Right. Well, no matter what position you're in, no matter who you are, how old you are, we all want to be happy. We all want to feel happy.
Exactly.
Yeah. So JR and I, we both watched a video. Okay. So we are going to bring this back to us. What makes you happy? What makes you happy, JR?
You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
You know, I gotta be honest. I think the older you get, the harder it gets to feel happy.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Price is higher, I think.
Yeah.
Because when you're a kid, like, you get your birthday present. It's it's not really much. It's not really
spectacular, mind-blowing, yeah.
But you feel happy.
You know what? I saw this video on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's about this kid who got, a birthday present. Guess what it is?
What?
It's a banana. a piece of banana. Not a bunch, but a piece of banana.
Just one.
Just one banana. And he was freaked out happy. He was so happy, he was out of his mind. He was like, yes, a banana. The only thing I want.
Maybe we should be talking about that video. Banana.
It's a short clip. But it just shows how far it goes. When you're a kid, you're really easily satisfied.
Right.
The demand for happiness is not that much.
Right. It's because the more they get, the more desire starts to...
The greedier they get.
That's the word.
Yeah,
the
greedier. Greedy.
The more desire starts to generate inside their hearts. And when that happens, it gets much harder to get satisfied.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So it's harder to get happy nowadays.
But so is it hard to satisfy you, JR?
So I gotta say, you know, I don't think you'll believe me, but nowadays the only way that I can really feel satisfied and calm and happy and peaceful is when I pray. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's a religious reason.
Yeah, because you kind of find that spot where you feel very, very peaceful and calm. And you're alone with the one that made you.
Yeah, that's true. I can relate to that.
Oh,
yeah.
You can?
Yeah, I can because...
So you know, what makes you happy?
Kind of like the same thing. I want to find that spot that really makes me peaceful. Mm-hmm. But for me, I really like doing stuff.
Oh, you like to do stuff?
Yeah, I like to do stuff. I like to produce things.
Uh-huh.
So I tend to procrastinate, but I feel really happy when I'm productive. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if I look back and I see all that I've accomplished, for example, if I did an episode of VidTalk, for example, if I did an episode of video for my channel,
right.
I feel happy because I know I accomplished something.
So you're going to feel happy after the show today because you just...
Yeah.
I finished another episode. I'm so happy.
Not so happy when we're doing it, but after I do it.
So you're saying you're not happy now.
No, comparatively. So yeah, I like to do stuff that makes me happy.
The sense of completing.
Yeah, accomplishment.
Accomplishment.
That's right.
Right.
So the pursuit of happiness that is endowed to anyone and everyone on this planet. And actually, it's in the amendment. It's in the, how do you call it? The Declaration of the Independence for America.
Oh, right, right.
It's actually inside. It's embedded. So it says
it's a given right.
Right, right. So everyone is given the right to pursue happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this really interesting course that I took in college, and it's kind of like a psychology class.
Mm-hmm.
And what the professor did was, at the very beginning of the semester, he asked us this question. He said, if we were to give you like a machine that can provide you something,
mm-hmm.
so it has one button, only one button, and if you press that button, you can feel as happy as you want to be.
Was this a philosophy class?
Kind of like a philosophy class, kind of like professional ethics class. And so this professor asked this question, and most of the students, they say, yeah, of course, hell yeah.
Why not?
Why not? I
press free
that
happiness.
I press that button 24 times a minute. So most of the people, most of the students, they said yes. But guess what? After the semester ended, after we went through the courses and explored different types of happiness and different pursuits of happiness, a lot of us changed our minds. We wanted to pursue happiness and find true happiness by exploring.
By experiencing it yourself, right?
That is right. By experiencing, by your own, putting yourself into that spot and really go through all the things that make you happy. Because happiness is not as simple as just the push of a button.
Right.
It's a process. Mm-hmm. And when you get there, you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this video anyway?
Today, this video is the science of happiness, showing gratitude, being thankful to people that influenced you, or being grateful to things that influenced you.
So are they saying that gratitude plays a big role in happiness?
Yes, it does, I believe. Well, according to the experiment, it does.
Okay, so let's describe this experiment for you. 好，所以这边呢是这组人他们做了实验，就是 The Science of Happiness。所以他们对于快乐这件事情，他们做了一个有关感谢的实验。所以他们做的实验是什么呢？我先来跟你解释一下。So this experiment, in the experiment, they asked a group of participants and they gave them like a survey and to test out like how happy they were before the experiment. And then they asked them to think about one person who really deeply influenced them and that they're thankful for, and to write down their thanks on paper, like a paragraph, an essay. And most of them thought that, oh, by this point, the experiment was over. But this was far from over. The experiment asked them to actually call the person that they just wrote about.
That's kind of awkward, right?
Yeah. And yeah, if you see the video, it was kind of embarrassing for them because they just wrote about them and now they have to call them. And to call them and to read them that paragraph or essay that they just wrote about. And it's interesting because the results show that the participants' happiness level rose for about between 4 to 19%.
That's a lot, actually.
Yeah, so they felt like 19% happier.
Who are the people that had the increase in happiness the most?
The increase in the happiness the most is actually the person that felt worst.
When at the beginning?
Yeah, at the beginning, before the experiment.
Oh, man.
So that's kind of like a mood swing. Right after he gave thanks, right after he showed appreciation, he became much, much more happy.
Wow.
Much, much happier. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the findings. That's a result of the experiment.
So this experiment shows you the power of giving thanks and the science in it as well.
That's right.
I think there's a big difference. When you're giving thanks, you tend to become more positive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It adds up, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're, on the other hand, when you're complaining and being negative, I think the grumpier you get.
Yeah, that's true.
And the more upset you get as well.
Are you speaking this from like a personal experience?
Yes, definitely. Sometimes when you praise other people, you give thanks, you're showing your gratitude, you become really, you know, you have that kind of joy that kind of like generates inside your
heart.
Builds up. Yeah, yeah, it does. And when you're complaining, it's you know, it's the other way around.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
I think me too. I would think I have friends who are like really super thankful, even though they have like much less than other people. They don't have much, well, to me, I don't think they have much to be thankful for, but they just are. It's like, it's just in their nature to
it's
be
like
thankful.
The kid with the banana.
Yeah, it's like the kid with the banana. He or she doesn't really have a lot to be thankful for, but they still do it. And they seem a lot happier than people who possess a lot, but don't really give thanks.
Right, right, right.
So this is something to think about. Why are you so upset all the time? Maybe you're not giving enough thanks.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Maybe you should try right now.
So Gerald, what are you thankful for? After looking at the video, I think we should be thinking ourselves too. What are we thankful for?
What am I thankful for? Or like, who am I thankful for?
Yeah, who are you thankful for?
If I were to think, like just in the experiment, if I were to think of one person
yeah.
Except for my parents, of course. I would say my pastor.
Pastor, okay.
I met my pastor when I was in college, mm-hmm. and during that time, I won't say I was going through a hard time, but mm-hmm. I was going through a moment in life where I was thinking, what is the meaning of life itself? Like now, this is not philosophy class. But I did go through that because I was a good student at class. I had good grades. Uh-huh. I was very active in extracurricular activities. Uh-huh. I was on the soccer team. I did a lot of stuff. And I had no regrets at all in my college life, in my college days. But I came to that point where I started to feel like, man, I've accomplished so many things, but what's next?
Uh-huh.
And then you finish the next thing, and then you ask yourself, what's next?
So you're kind of like, you're lost in all these
You're kind of lost with all those accomplishments, and you just keep on asking yourself, so what's next?
Uh-huh.
So what's next in life? What about 10 years from now? What about 20 years from now? And that's when I met my pastor, and he showed me the meaning of life. And that gave me true happiness to this day. So that's why I said when I'm praying now, that gives me that happy point right there.
So that would be the one person that you'd be thankful
for. Yeah, he's had a really great influence in my life.
Mm.
Okay, Ray, question tossed back right at you.
Okay.
Who are you thankful for? Who had an influence in your life?
Well, let me think. I'd say that my family had the most influence on me.
Oh, really?
Like my parents and mm-hmm. my sister.
Oh, your sister?
Yeah.
Little sister?
My little sister. Yeah.
Oh, really?
We are actually 3 years apart, but mm-hmm. we kind of, well, we look alike for one thing. We look really alike.
I can't imagine you in a wig. I'm trying to picture it right now.
No. It gets so like absurd that we'd be saying if she needs to get like a DMV, like she needs to go to the DMV and get a license, mm-hmm. I can do it for her in a wig because we look so alike.
I don't think your sister will be happy when she hears this. I hope she's not listening right now.
No, she's fine with it. But besides the fact that we look really alike, we have really similar personality,
mm-hmm.
and we even have our own language. We create like our own language that only we would understand.
Like gibberish.
No, it's kind of like, for example, like we say to each other like dirty, you know, dirty, like dirty and lazy. So
dirty.
We say you're dirty. So we create languages like this.
You make up words.
Yeah, we make up words.
That's
so
kind of funny.
We are both kind of childish and kind of having we have a lot of fun with each other's company, and she's been my number one fan. She's been my number one supporter. We kind of feel like twins for some time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think she's had a great influence on me, and she'd be the one that I'm really thankful for.
Wow.
Because without her in my life, I think it'd be kind of like crippled in a way, in a sense. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's who I'd be thankful
for. I should talk to your sister, because like my sister always calls me an idiot. Hey, bro, you're an idiot. I'm like, what?
Well, we do that too. We call each other names, but it's just like for
just,
fun,
just
for good fun.
Yeah, my sister too, but it hurts.
I'm just kidding. Jared's sister, please. I hope you're listening to this. So coming back to the video states that we need to be thankful. We need to express our gratitude in order to be happy. So we are tossing this question. Well, we've been tossing this question back and forth between the two of us. So we're tossing this question back at you, our beloved audience. What are you grateful for? And specifically, who are you grateful for? If you think about that question, if you express your gratitude, we are sure you will feel much happier.
Right. Go to our website right now as we hit a short break here. Our website is once again voicetube.com/radio, voicetube.com/radio, and you'll find it right there. Check out the video to know what we're talking about. And when we come back, we're going to teach you the English within this video, all right?
See you in a bit.
See you in a bit. Hey Hey, and welcome back to the show. It's VidTalk here in the 8 o'clock hour, 8 to 8:30 p.m. every Monday night. Check out our website, voicetube.com/radio. My name is JR, and sitting next to me is...
Ray. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to the show. And this is the moment, the part of the show where we start to talk about the bits of English that are used in this video that we've chosen, that you've chosen, actually, this week.
Right, so 这边是我们要开始英文教学的时间。那我们这边会进行的方式是我们会选影片里面的五个句子，先让你听。 影片里面的原因，再来会给予翻译，然后呢，我们会稍微讨论一下里面的英文用语是怎么样使用，那说不定会给你一些例句。All right,
so the first sentence is this one. Hear it out.
Yeah, think about that. Go ahead and marinate on it for a second. You can thank me later if you want it.
让你沉淀一下，之后再谢我也行。
Go ahead and marinate on it for a second. You can thank me later if you want.
Go ahead and marinate on it for a second. 让你沉淀一下 for a second, 一下子这样子。 You can thank me later if you want. 你之后再谢我也可以。所以我们这边要看的是 marinate. 这边翻成沉淀, but what is marinate originally?
Marinate actually is a process. It's a verb of soaking food in seasoning or in sauce. Right, like 卤汁什么东西, right?
So it's kind of like a cooking process, a cooking method.
But then it extended to mean like to contemplate.
Yeah, like contemplate, to really think deeply.
Right.
Yeah, so marinate 这边它原本是卤的意思嘛，卤。但是它后来就是衍生的意思是说很深入的思考一件事情。
所以你就比如说你在卤东西的时候，很深入的卤嘛，那个卤菜叶蛋，然后卤汁都熬进去。
Right,
那种感觉。对，所以你要去思考，深入的思考一件事情，让它完全的卤进你的脑里面。Right.
Like that? I don't know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, marinate.
所以我们还可以说什么? Like we can say, well, think about, right? Or we can say, put on your thinking cap.
Yeah.
Put on your thinking, 就戴上你的思考帽. And there's one more thing we can say. We can say, mull over, like M-U-L-L, mull over.
Oh, yeah.
To think about, to think deeply.
Right.
And there's this word contemplate.
Right.
对，深入的思考。 所以呢，我们深入思考一件事情的话，可以说 go ahead and marinate on that, go ahead and think about that, go ahead and mull over that, or to just put on your thinking cap.
Exactly. Okay, so for the second sentence today, this is it.
Now, a lot of them thought at this point the experiment was over, until we really put them on the spot and tried to get them to call that person and read what they wrote about them.
很多人都以为写完就结束了，不过我们更进一步，让他们打给那位特别的人。
Now, a lot of them thought at this point the experiment was over until we really put them on the spot and tried to get them to call that person.
好，很多人以为写完就结束了。 A lot of them thought at this point the experiment was over. The experiment was over, 实验结束了。不过我们更进一步, until we really put them on the spot, 让他们打给那位特别的人, and try to get them to call that person. 所以这边的情境是，像我们刚刚讲的实验，实验是怎么样进行？他们请这个参与者呢，先写下来他们对于一个感谢的人的感谢的言语，之后呢，他们突然跟他说，哎，你要打给他们哦。所以这边要看的是 put them on the spot.
Like to put them in a very awkward or difficult situation. Right, in a dilemma.
Yeah,
sort of like that.
所以就是像现在这个影片里面这个实验里面。
他们写完之后才发现，哦，我竟然要打给他。Right，一个尴尬的时刻。所以这就是putting
them on the spot，就是让他们在一个很状况当中，在一个困难的状况当中，他们克服。所以我们有时候会听到，就don't put me on the spot, man.
Man, you're putting me on the spot.
You're putting me on the spot. 就是你好像让我有点困难，又让我有点尴尬这样子。那on the spot，它其实除非它跟put一起用，不然 on the spot其实是另外一个意思。Yeah，exactly. Like if you say I think I'm going to puke on the spot.
我想马上现场就要给你吐出来。
On the spot 就是现场, 现在这个地方的意思, 所以 like, right there, right here. So I want to puke on the spot. I want to puke right here. Well, it's just metaphorically speaking, I'm not really going to puke.
I hope you don't. I hope you don't.
所以 on the spot 有这个意思, 那 put someone on the spot 就是
Like, for instance, Ray kind of put me on the spot when he asked me what makes me happy on air just then.
Really? You were on the spot?
I was thinking so hard of like, what makes me happy? Like, I don't know.
Oh, well, that's a good example. 对啊,所以让你困难,让你思考,让你抉择的时候,都可以说put you on the spot.
对, right. Okay, so here's the next sentence. Hear this out.
Is everything okay?
Yes, but I have to read this out loud to you.
你还好吗？我没事，不过我需要把这个读出来给你听。
Is everything okay? Yes, but I have to read this out loud to you.
你还好吗？ Is everything okay? 我没事。Yes, 不过我需要把这个读出来给你听。But I have to read this out loud to you. Out loud. 这边 out loud 是什么意思？ Read this out loud.
It kind of means like to read something out loudly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a high volume, at the top of your lungs.
所以就是读出来的意思嘛，对不对？
Read something out loud.
大声念出来。
Right.
这个 out loud 其实会用在很多地方上面，像是最常见的就是LOL。Laugh out loud, 就是大笑的意思，笑出来。
Like LOL often appears in like Facebook messages or online
like messages. Texting.
Yeah.
所以 laugh out loud, and there's a really popular song recently, Thinking Out Loud.
Oh, Ed Sheeran, right?
Yeah, 对，这个也是。所以 out loud, 像比如说，如果你说 think out loud 的意思就是说，你可能思考想一想，你不小心把你想的东西讲出来了，就是 think out loud，
或者想到人家感受到你这个意念 ，right？
Okay, Gerald, can you make a sentence out of it？
I always shout out loud when I'm low.
You can't do that here, though.
It's okay. I'm not low now. I'm happy. I'm happy now.
Okay, really? You shout out loud if you when you're low.
Yeah, I like it. You know, I like to go to places where there's no people and I just like to yell at the top of my lungs. Something like that.
Does that make you feel better?
It does sometimes.
I don't think you're too sure. Okay, let's go on to our next sentence.
I love her to death and she keeps me going with positive talk. She is a woman that knows what she wants and won't give up until it is achieved.
我超爱她，她时常鼓励我让我坚持下去。她是一位知道自己想要什么并且会尽全力去争取的强女人。
I love her to death.And she keeps me going on with positive talk. She is a woman that knows what she wants and won't give up until it's achieved.
所以这边在讲的是有一个男生，他选择的这个对象是他的妈妈，所以他在形容他的妈妈这样子。所以 I love her to death， 我超爱她。她时常鼓励我，让我坚持下去。And she keeps me going with positive talk. 她是一位知道自己想要什么。She is a woman that knows what she wants， 并且会尽全力去争取的强女人。And she won't give up until it is achieved. 我们这边要看的是 love someone to death.
Wow, to some extreme extent.
Yeah. We've heard of things like starve to death, freeze to death. It's kind of different here, right?
Right. But you can also say that when you're like I'm starving to death right now, but I'm actually not. I'm just making
an
expression. Yeah, I'm so starving to death. I'm so freezing to death right now because the AC is on. The AC is always on here in the studio. It's getting so freaking cold. 什么什么死，我爱死你了。我什么什么，我讨厌死你了。I hate you to death. I'm starving to death.
对，所以 love you to death, love someone to death 就是爱死一个人，超爱的意思。
Right. He really loves his mom, apparently.
To death. Yeah.
To death.
好，所以这是 love someone to death。那我们来看今天的最后一个句子。
That means if you're having a particularly tough time, trying this out will more likely have a greater impact on you。
意思是，如果你现在正处于低潮，试试看这个方法很可能会对你特别有效。
That means if you're having a particularly tough time, trying this out will more likely have a greater impact on you。
所以这是我们刚刚有讨论到的嘛，就是刚进来最不开心的这个人反而在感谢之后变得最开心。所以呢，意思是 that means 如果你现在正处于低潮， if you are having a particularly tough time， 试试看这个方法很可能会对你特别有效。 trying this out will more likely have a great impact on you。 所以这边是我们要看的particularly， 特别的 particularly。
Well, you could say specifically. That's a very good way to say that. In particular.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Especially. So 这边讲的是 particularly tough time. You're having a particularly tough time. 就是当你特别的处在一个很低潮的状况。所以这边 particularly 是在讲说你困难的时刻不是一般的，是非常特别
的，
非常极端的。So particularly. Okay, so this is the five words or phrases that we're looking at today.
And as we said, we issue you a challenge every week. And last week's challenge, we do have the recordings and the messages right here with us right now.
所以我们选了上礼拜所有留言的两位。那因为我们发现其实有些留言是用 文字留言 like texts not mm-hmm. like voice mm-hmm. 所以我们之后可能会选一个 text 然后选一个 voice 在我们的节目上播出但是因为会留 like voice 的 voice message 比较少 so if you leave a voice message then I think the odds will be in your favor because there's a smaller pool for us to choose from yeah OK 那我们今天选了一个我们先讲 text message 好了、那就要你帮他练一下
this is from uni right uni is that how you say it uni, uni. OK uni you said nobody is flawlessSo don't let the fault depress you.
所以没有人是毫无瑕疵的，所以不要让你的缺点，使你沮丧。
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. So good sentence, Uni. 那下一个是 voice message， 我们听一下 Johnny 他的句子。
Johnny, hear that.
We should find fault in ourselves as opposed to judging the fault of others.
We should find fault in ourselves as opposed to judging the fault of others.
所以这边的是 as opposed to 嘛、我们应该要先看看自己的缺点而不是去评断别人的缺点、
exactly.
所以这边 as opposed to 就是我们、上礼拜教的这个、与其是这样子不如这样子
right, Good sentence right there、
Okay, so props to Uni and Johnny Thank you for responding to our challenge JR's clapping his hands now
Bravo, they can hear Okay, so that's about it for today. Once again, this is JR and Ray. You can check out our Facebooks as well. Mine is JR Lee Radio.
And mine is Ray Du English with a D-U.
Yeah, 你在脸书上面都可以找到我们 JR Lee Radio and Ray Du English. 非常感谢你们。Thank you very much for listening to the show. It's Monday nights, 8 to 8:30 p.m. We will see you next Monday.
Next week.
Yeah, see you guys. Bye-bye. Peace out.
See ya.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供，想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。